Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Today we want to take a different look at the world.
and help all of us to see the benefits of what we are experiencing as a collective human family. One of the things that many people are distressed about are the decisions being made by our educational institutions to go back into a session that is virtual, putting much of the responsibility for education on families, many who may feel ill-equipped to guide their children through the educational process. Well, we don't see this as a negative. We see this as a positive. And there are many people around the world who are seeing the change in many of our institutions as a positive step toward that new earth that we are, in fact, creating as we speak. Things are not going to go back to the way they were, and that's a good thing, because many of the ways things were did not serve us very well. And one of those things was the way we functioned every day. Now, just think about it. Now, if your family has gone through the process of things changing because maybe the place where you worked has decided to have people work from home, or maybe they've even downsized, and so maybe you or your spouse or a partner or a family member, maybe somebody's out of a job, so somebody's home all the time that used to be gone, or maybe somebody's working from home and the whole atmosphere of the house is different because maybe one whole section of the house they've got to have for their computer, their papers, and all that sort of thing, and so the house atmosphere is different now. And maybe in addition to that, you've got your children that have to find some kind of way to keep themselves focused and disciplined, watching a teacher on a computer screen, not being able to talk to their friends, frustrated, and having to somehow get the lessons that are being taught. And maybe some people are in households where maybe grandma is the main caretaker and guardian, and maybe grandma's not that tech savvy and can't really help and is frustrated trying to get the child to do the work. And so maybe you're feeling that everything is out of control and you're stressed. Well, take a deep breath. Let it out. And let go of the stress. Because this is the greatest thing that could have happened, in that now you have control of your family back. You have control of your time back. And if you find that instead of getting up to hurry up and get to the bathroom and hurry up and shower and hurry up and dress and hurry up and throw some food down, and maybe even you don't even have time to eat a meal, maybe you're rushing out the door and screaming at the children, hurry up and get dressed, hurry up and get out the door so you can hurry up and drop them off to school so you can hurry up and get to work. All of that rushing is gone. So take a deep breath. Blow it out. Relax. Because the fact of the matter is you are going to benefit from this new normal, which is replacing the old abnormal, and you are going to benefit in ways you never imagined, because instead of you having to rush through life, you can actually relax. And instead of you having to neglect your family, focusing all your attention, rushing to get to a job, you can relax. You can do the things that are actually going to create better health. So we want to help all of those who are stressed about whatever changes have happened. We want to help you to see how to benefit physically, emotionally, and financially from the COVID-19 pandemic. So feel free to share this with your friends. Feel free to take some notes even as we help to inspire some new ideas. And we're going to share some of the voices of enlightenment that are featured on the On Air Network. And On Air stands for Online Network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, of which the Female Solution is, of course, a part. Many communicators from around the globe who are sharing wisdom during these times, helping to remind us that these are the best of times because these are the times of transformation to a new world in which we're going to live according to standards of peace, love, unity. We really are. Even though it seems like things are turned upside down, they're really being turned right side up. They were already upside down. How upside down is it to have to neglect your children every day in the name of education? And then they're learning things that you don't even understand the purpose of. And now that you're seeing, perhaps a little closer, what they're learning, in your mind you're even questioning, what relevance is this to their lives? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how parents who now have to take more responsibility for monitoring their children's work and understanding what their children are learning now have an opportunity to make some decisions as to what their children really should be spending time learning. And this is a very empowering thing. So we want you to give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And we certainly want you to communicate. Feel free to communicate with us. And if you've got ideas or a story that you would like to share with the global family, we want you to feel free to email. Email me at naima.thefemalesolution@gmail.com. Again, it's right there on your screen if you're watching us on Facebook Live, naima.thefemalesolution@gmail.com. And if you have perhaps come across some information that you think the global family needs to be aware of, we certainly want you to feel free to share it. So we'd like to share with you some words of encouragement from one of the voices of enlightenment featured on the On Air Network, and we always advocate that you watch her videos. Anita Morjani, past life, well, near-death experiencer, which certainly opened her up to the reality of not only past lives, but the meaning of this current life and the fact that there is no death. So the number one thing that has had people in a state of dis-ease and fear is the fear of death. And this is what is creating so much anxiety. And this is what we want people to remove from their lives, that fear of death, which is making them not able to enjoy life. So really, if we can simply, understand a major philosophy, belief system that we have held that is now coming to the surface as a result of this global pandemic, if we can remove that, that is a big step toward our human family growing spiritually, so that we may, in fact, stop basing our decisions on a fear of death and may instead choose to enjoy life and experience life more abundantly. So we're going to share with you a few minutes before our break some words from Anita Morjani, near-death experiencer, author of Dying to Be Me, who, if you have not been familiar with her story, after her near-death experience, she realized that her not appreciating herself enough is what led to end-stage cancer, which led to a shutting down of her organs and led to a realization that there truly is no end to your life. And so the way you live is important in enjoying the life you have and not living life fearing death, which is what so many people are being conditioned to do as a result of this global pandemic. So let's take a look at Anita Morjani and her insight, which certainly is giving us an opportunity to remember that there is a reason for us to live and there is no end to life. So therefore, rather than live our lives fearing death, let's plan to live life and enjoy it to the fullest. So we're going to share with you words from Anita Morjani.
In light of the season right now, interestingly, in the last few months, I have been noticing people have been writing to me and mentioning to me that they have been, there have been people who have, a lot of people who have crossed over in the last, particularly in the last few months. And that's been interesting to me. And for those of you who follow me and follow my videos and watch my content, you'll know that I don't believe that death is random. And I think there's a reason why people are kind of choosing to check out right now. I don't think death is random. But it's always challenging for the people who are left behind. And it's usually hardest during the holiday season. So what I wanted to remind people is that your loved ones are still here. They're still with you. And you just have to call on them. You just have to visualize them. You can still speak to them. And remember, take care of yourself. If it feels harder during the holidays, take even more care of yourself. When we decided to call this particular video Empty Chairs, we weren't just referring to our deceased loved ones. During this time, I'm also hearing about a lot of families that are facing conflict and divisiveness because people have conflicting views. So first it's the conflicting views where families have kind of fallen out with each other because of the different views on the vaccine and on the cause of COVID and so on. So families have actually completely split. I know a few families that have. I know of people being shamed for their views and not being welcomed during the holidays and not being welcome to the table. So there's that. or people just not being invited, and that can be really hurtful. So I wanted to just touch on how to deal with those kinds of feelings. So there's both. There's the empty chairs from those who have actually crossed over, and there's the empty chairs because we have fallen out with our family members, or we just don't feel like going because the view, the divide is just too big right now. So first of all, if you're dealing with the death of a family member, I would really suggest that you do whatever it takes to take care of yourself. And if you are still grieving, there is somebody I highly recommend, and I will recommend him again. His name is David Kessler. He is an online grief counselor. He organizes grief groups. He's very into the same kind of work I am. He knows you can connect with your loved ones from the other side, and he connects people together. So he is fantastic, great guy. I know him personally. Tell him I recommended that I recommended him when you find him through his website. His website, I believe, is called grief.com, but you can look him up, David Kessler. On dealing with the holidays and dealing with the divide amongst people, the first thing I want you to know is that if you are not being invited, or if you have family members that are refusing to come over for whatever reason, maybe it's because you're not, you know, some of you are not vaccinated and you've chosen not to be vaccinated, and because of that you're not feeling welcomed, or people are not coming over or coming near you because you've not been vaccinated. The first thing I want you to know is don't take it personally. Don't take it personally. Everybody who is reacting right now, whether it's reacting to being unvaccinated, or reacting to being vaccinated, or reacting to the illness itself, remember, everybody is doing it from their own fear, from their own understanding of what is going on. What is really sad at this moment is that we don't have a single conclusion or a single point of understanding. Everybody is convinced that what they understand is the truth. And so the conflict is each person is as convinced as their own truth, but their truth differs from everybody else's truth. We live in a very different time right now. It's not like back in, you know, like even 20, 30, 40 years ago. When you were a kid, depending how old you were, but when you were a kid, all your neighbors and everybody in your area, this was before the internet came out, before the advent of the internet, everybody in your field, in your surrounding area, was in tune with the same news that you were. They had access to the same information that you had. So everybody in your neighborhood had the same newspapers delivered to their door. And so you had the morning paper and the evening paper, and your neighbor had the morning paper and the evening paper, and the people down the street and people in the next town. Everybody got the same newspaper. So you were all getting the same news. You were all being fed the same information. So when you talked to your neighbors, or if you were sitting on the bus and you were talking to people in the bus, you went to work and you talked to people at work, you were talking about the same news, the same stuff happening. Today, it's not the same thing anymore. People are tuned in to different news, and they're tuned in online. And when you research one thing, what happens is the algorithms gives you more of the same thing. So you could be researching one thing, one viewpoint, and your neighbor could be researching a different viewpoint that is completely the opposite of your viewpoint. And I mean 180 degrees completely the opposite. In fact, you could be researching something that says elephants are pink, and your neighbor would be researching something that says elephants are green. And what happens is the algorithms of the internet will pick up the fact that you believe elephants are pink, and they're going to, and the algorithms are going to send you everything to confirm that elephants are pink. They're going to give you more and more stories that confirm what you believe in, and your neighbor who believes elephants are green, they're going to get more and more stories from the internet, and the algorithms are going to make sure that they get more and more stories that confirm elephants are green. And whatever channels you subscribe to, whatever social media you've decided to follow, whatever, whoever you decided to follow, what's going to happen is that the people with similar views to you are what you are going to get more of. So what ends up happening is we, each of us, live in this bubble of just, if we're on the internet all the time, we live in this bubble of just having our own views confirmed over and over and over again. And our view could be completely opposite to the view of the person that lives next door or the person that lives down the street. And it's not that there are just two views. There are multiple views, and everybody's views are just being confirmed by the internet. So this is what happens today as opposed to many years ago. So everybody is equally convinced of their own view, and because of that, we end up shaming people whose views don't align with ours. We kind of go, God, you're really stupid, and you're really dumb, and how can you not see this? And so the person who's glued to their views and watching and glued to the internet and their views being confirmed, they kind of think, this is so obvious, why don't they see it? But everybody's doing that right now. So many people are doing that. So what I want to ask you is that, are you someone who wants to get your views heard? Are you someone who wants to be right? Are you someone who's trying to convince everyone of your views? Or are you someone who just wants to connect with your family? And I'm not saying one way is right or one way is wrong, but what I am saying is you kind of have to decide what it is you want. If it's more important to you to be right, and if it's more important to you to be heard, if it's more important to you to convince everyone of your views, then be prepared that you will face conflict. You will alienate people from you because there's so many views right now. So just be prepared, and if you're okay with that, that's fine. But if you are someone that wants community and connection, then you're going to have a different approach. I'm someone that looks for community and connection. I'm someone who actually believes that really, no matter what your view, our need to convince everyone else comes from a place of fear, and if we really know our own truth, we don't need to convince everyone else. Usually our need to convince everyone else comes from a place of being unsure or feeling a little bit insecure in our own truth and needing confirmation. But whatever your reasons, also I'm sure there are people with very noble reasons where you feel that your truth helps people and so you need to convince everyone because you feel you're helping people. I get that and I understand that too. But if at this time your feelings are that you want the connection, you want the community, then my personal recommendation is that you stay out of you stay away from trying to convince people of your truth. And so one of the things to do is to, there are ways that you can gracefully bow out from uncomfortable conversations. At the same time, do not be ashamed or embarrassed about your own personal views. Don't be ashamed of them. Don't be embarrassed about them. But make it clear to the people around you that you love them. So let me tell you what I do in these situations. First of all, I make sure that I tell everybody around me that I don't discriminate, and I really don't. I don't care about what your views are. I don't care whether you've been vaccinated or not vaccinated. You're a person with a soul. I died and came back, and I know we're all going to die someday. I know we're all souls. I know that we all come from spirit and we go back to spirit. So I want to connect with you on the soul level, on the spirit level. I want to connect with who you are and what inform. I want to know what informs your thinking. I'm more interested in knowing what floats your boat, what makes you tick, who are you, what drives you, what makes you happy, what is your passion. I'm more interested in all of that. And I want to know, like, you know, I want to get to know you as a soul and a person. That's how I feel about my community. All this other stuff is just surface stuff. It's just physical stuff. I want to really get to know you. And that is that's the aim of what I recommend, or the view with which I recommend that you enter these kinds of events or family events with, if you want to really cut through the surface and cut through the conflict. And most people will find that very welcoming and endearing. The other thing I recommend is that if you are accepting an invitation, I would recommend that you prepare yourself. So you think in your head before going, or you visualize, especially if you know that there are going to be people there who have very strong views that oppose your own views. What I would do if it were me, I would visualize conversations in my own head as if I am talking to their soul. This is the part that's important. This is the part that's important. I wanted to repeat that. Visualize not your physical self talking to their physical self. And I swear this works because I've tried it so many times and it really works. If there is somebody that you suspect you may have a conflict with, visualize that person's soul or higher self and your soul or higher self having a conversation with each other. And what is it that your soul wants them to know? And what is it that you want to hear from their soul? Visualize that before you're with them face to face. And what will happen is that when you go to the event, to the venue, you will find that either the conversation that you were hoping would never happen won't happen because you'll have visualized your souls talking it out. Make sure that when you visualize the souls talking to each other, that the outcome is one that makes you feel good, because it's your visualization. You have control over what the outcome is. So you will visualize an outcome that is successful and makes you feel good. The visualizing of the souls meeting each other works. I'm going to share a secret with you. I did an event in Sedona very recently, and we filled the room. There were 200 people in the room. And before I went there, because I know how divided people are on this topic, and I personally didn't care if the people in the room were vaccinated or not. I don't discriminate. I have love and respect for everybody equally. As I said, we're all souls. We're all going to die. And we're all driven by our own beliefs and by our own fears. And I visualize everything in terms of if everybody was to confront me regarding the vaccine topic. And I actually visualize the most amazing outcome. I visualize that everybody would be able to rise above that topic, above that subject, and see everybody else as fellow souls, regardless of their choices. But I was prepared that should anybody have an issue, this is how I would deal with it. And I saw everybody at their soul level. And I did the event, 4 full days, lots of Q&A. Nobody even brought up the topic. And I know it's because that's what I set at a soul level. When we operate from the soul level, when we actually think of ourselves as souls, and think of everybody around us as souls, then it changes the game. It really does. But when you are always thinking of other people as just physical beings, and you have hostility towards them, and you're only focused on the hostility they have towards you, then we stay at that level and we deal with people at that level and we attract conflict at that level. But when you are able to see that person as a soul, and when you're able to see that person as operating from their own beliefs and their own fears and what drives their own thinking, but you see that they're actually a soul, and you are allowing your soul to connect with their soul, you take the relationship to a whole different level. And that's what I invite you to do. And I also want you to remember that you always have the choice to turn down invitations if you're worried that you might be in an uncomfortable situation, because you know that people have a completely different view from you. Don't hesitate to turn down invitations. You can gracefully bow out and say no. And you can always say that you're not feeling comfortable being around people at this time, but always say, it's not personal. I love you guys. I love you so much. It's just a personal choice I need to make at this time. I would prefer to be alone. I don't want to mingle with people at this time. So there are always graceful ways of bowing out. And if people choose not to come to your event and you're the one hosting, again, don't take it personally, even if they have not been as graceful about turning you down. Again, remember, if they've chosen not to come and they're not as graceful about it, they're coming at it from their own fear and their own belief, so don't take it personally. So I just wanted to remind you of all these, and remember, you don't need to defend who you are. You are who you are. We're all who we are, and all we can do is be as you as you can be, and I can be as me as I can be. You are a soul. You're expressing through this physical body. Allow your soul to shine through. And if you want to avoid conflict and you just want to connect, one definite way to do that is stay out of judgment. Stay out of judging other people for their views and their choices. That's a sure way to avoid conflict. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I just wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. And I am going to be back next week for another episode of View from the Other Side. Have a wonderful holiday season. Bye.
And that, of course, was Anita Morjani, author of Dying to Be Me. And she has a wonderful series, View from the Other Side, which I urge you to go on YouTube and follow. And she's an amazing teacher, having had the experience of being released from her body during a near-death experience when she had end-stage lymphomania, you know, end-stage cancer. And basically, the doctors had said, well, you know, she just got a little while to live, and as her family gathered around, she was on the other side communicating with some of her loved ones and got a whole different view of life. And as she said, you know, her view of life is different because she understands that life is a continuum, but there are people who don't, and there are people who are coming from a place of fear of death, belief in death, and striving to guard against death. So she's advocating that we don't, of course, take it personally if people are choosing not to be in our presence or choosing not to come to our events or not inviting us to events or whatever the case may be. But again, this is a time to benefit from whatever your state of being is, whatever your state of the mind is. This is a time to benefit, because we are having to pause and reflect and reorganize. So we've got a few comments from our Facebook Live family.
and we're going to share them with you. And, of course, we definitely urge you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak so we can add your voice to this conversation as we come back and talk about how to benefit physically, emotionally, and financially from the COVID-19 pandemic. This really is something happening for us as a human family. So we'll be right back after this quick break. And again, if you are watching us on our Female Solution Facebook page, that's go to Facebook and type in the Female Solution and feel free to share your comments and we'll share them with our listening and viewing audience. We'll be back in a moment. So stay with us. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Might have somebody that you can't talk to. Maybe there's so much anger, so much hurt and you can't figure out how and what to say in the physical realm, you can resolve it soul to soul. Isn't that fascinating? And she says, what is the name and title? Well, it was, of course, Anita Morjani, spelled A-N-I-T-A-M-O-O-J-A-N-I, Anita Morjani, and her series is called View from the Other Side. You can go on YouTube, of course, you know, go to YouTube, look up Anita Morjani. You'll see all of the lists of many of her video series. And she says, wow, powerful. Yes, it was. Yes, yes. So Morjani, let me make sure I spell that. It is spelled Anita, and it is Morjani. So that is how it is spelt, Anita Morjani. And definitely look her up on YouTube, a very powerful series. And her description of how you talk to the soul of the other person, wow, that is amazing, quite powerful. So we want you to use those tools because they work. Now, many of you are distressed because things have changed in your life. We want you to see it differently. We're going to give you a few thoughts to reflect on and share, and then we'll share another voice of enlightenment that's giving us some understanding about what we're experiencing in these times. But one of the things that is happening with many people, your days are different because maybe for whatever reason, whether your place of employment is cutting back hours or asking people to work from home, or maybe you might not even be working right now. And if you're in between positions of employment, the good thing is you now can give your body a chance to repair itself. So we're going to give you 10 points. 10 benefits that you can have as a result of the changing situation. The first one is you can get more sleep. Take afternoon naps. If you have time at home now, this is a time that your body can start to repair itself. Most of our illnesses come from a result of lack of sleep, a lack of restful sleep, because we're sleeping with the anxiety of having to hurt and get up in the morning and start that rat race day to day to day. And then maybe we might have time off on a Saturday or a Sunday, but then Saturday is usually jam-packed with all the other personal stuff. We got to do laundry and errands and shopping. So we don't really have time. And then, if you're a Sunday worshiper, if that's your day of worship, then that's going to be, if you're active in it, then you're jam-packed with that. So you really don't have a day off where you are just allowing your body to repair itself. And sleep is when your body does repairs. So if your life has changed, giving you more time each day, take advantage of it. Get more sleep. Sleep without guilt. Sleep without being disturbed. Sleep in which you can dream. And dream is actual soul travel, because your soul takes journeys when your body is repairing itself. So give yourself that time of physical repair and take those afternoon naps. And don't feel like I'm doing nothing, I'm wasting time. No, you're using time for physical repair of this temple of your soul that's geared to self-repair injuries and imbalances while you sleep. So do that. Now, the next thing, how many of us on that work schedule barely take time to eat breakfast, or we shovel down some donuts and coffee or some other non-nutritious thing, because who has time to actually prepare breakfast, even when you have children? How many of us have our children on the school breakfast program because we don't have time to fix them breakfast? We got to hurry, drop them off so we can hurry and get to work. Well, if that has changed for you, now you have time to sit down and relax at mealtime. Don't rush to finish eating. Take your time and enjoy your morning meal. And make sure it's a morning meal, not coffee and donuts from Dunkin' Donuts on the way to the office. That's so awful. I mean, I've nothing against Dunkin' Donuts, a respectable business. All the ones that I've gone to have always been very nice. But if this is your daily breakfast routine, that's not the best thing for your body. And then you cramming coffee down your throat, you know, lugging that down so that you can get the energy from the caffeine to get you going. That's not the best thing for your body. So now if you have time to relax and enjoy a meal, because you don't have to rush out the door, this is a time to reorient your body. Relax and enjoy your food. Treat yourself to a big breakfast. If you like grits and eggs, or you like oatmeal, or you like French toast, or whatever you like, even if it's that big bowl of cereal, whatever it is, take time to eat it and enjoy it, and don't rush through it, because your body doesn't need to be shocked into awakeness by you throwing food down your gullet so you can rush out the door and fight traffic. All of that early morning anxiety, it is not creating a healthy environment in your body, and you're not digesting well because you're in a state of stress. So now if things have changed in your life to remove that morning stress, enjoy. Enjoy the time that you have to relax. Enjoy your food. Chew and swallow. Taste the food. Relax. Now, we're going to share one more thing for you before we take another break, and that is to have pleasant conversations with your family. Now, if you find that things have changed where your children are now having to do remote learning and you perhaps are having to work from home or whatever the case may be, and you don't have to do that early morning fuss at everybody to get them out of bed and fuss at everybody to get them out of the bathroom and fuss at everybody to get their clothes on and fuss at everybody to get their coats on and fuss at everybody to get out the door to get to the car and get to the bus stop or whatever that. You don't have to do that anymore. Now you can start your day and end your day with pleasant conversations with your family. Nobody's fussing at anybody, rushing anybody, angry because, oh, you didn't get this done, you didn't get that done, you can't find this, you didn't do that, you're not organized. Creating all of that anxiety for yourself and your children, and then they carrying the energy of that all day long. So every day starts out as a bad day. When you're under anxiety because you have to rush to be somewhere. So if that whole habitual way that you have functioned gone because everybody's at home, now you can learn how to be pleasant to each other. You can talk to each other. No stress, no accusations, no condemnations, no fussing, no being made to feel bad, no stress. You can talk about little things. You can talk about silly things. You can have chit-chat. You can listen. And you can observe. And you can be at a state of peace rather than fear of some type of attack because something wasn't done wrong, right, or, you know, you can't find your homework, can't find your other sock, can't find your other glove. What's the matter with you? Why are you taking so long in the bathroom? You know, all of these things. We've all been there. That early morning stress that having to get out and be somewhere creates. You don't have to do that anymore. So now you can have pleasant conversations. And at the end of the day, you have time to relax. Sit at the dinner table. Listen to your children throughout the day. Have pleasant conversations. Talk about the weather. Talk about something on the news other than the pandemic. Talk about something else. Talk about sports. Talk about something pleasant. Talk about that funny movie you saw last night. Talk about something that lifts you up. Have pleasant conversations with your family. Set an atmosphere in the household of comfort rather than stress, because now you have more control over your time. Now, for those of you who are doing class work, those of you who are having to take more responsibility for what your children are learning, those of you who might be feeling a bit angry because teachers in your city have decided they're going to teach remotely, which means you, the parent, have to be more involved. Well, let's take a look at that differently. We're going to talk about that when we come back from this break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll gladly add your voice to this conversation. You're listening to and watching The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show, and today we are helping families to think differently about the situation that we're in, because this truly is an opportunity. And so we want you to take advantage of this opportunity by sharing ways of how to benefit physically, emotionally, and financially from the COVID-19 global pandemic. This really is happening for us. So we'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
To Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And we are back. You are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, enjoying this wonderful second Saturday of the month of January. And we've got a comment from another one of our sisters of the microphone, Viata, who you can hear on Fridays and Sundays here on the Female Solution. You can hear her Friday mornings for Health and Well-Being with Viata and Sunday evenings on Soul Purpose Healing and also on the Soul Purpose Healing Blog Talk channel. That's 7 to 9 p.m. Central, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And you got to tune in and definitely get some Soul Purpose Healing tomorrow, definitely. And Viata says to us, people are weary of being controlled and repeating the same process for a variant that many doctors and experts say is like a cold virus, no serious symptoms, time to comply or not. Well, this is one of the things that Anita addresses, because, you know, it would seem as if this is never going to end. And for some people, it may not. But then there are some people that have already decided, okay, I'm done with this, and I'm just going to live my life and be at peace. And that's what we all have the power to do. And this is why it's important to be at peace, even if the people around you are very strong in their beliefs, whatever they may be. You have to be at peace with your beliefs and understand that people are acting according to what's inside of them. And if they have a fear, particularly a fear of death, and a belief that says someone could cause their death by not complying with something, that's where that response is coming from. Well, one of the things that was so powerful about what Anita Mardani said was, once you understand, A, there is no death, and B, death is not a random event, it is a pre-planned occurrence that you made before coming here, then you realize no one can cause you death by what they choose or don't choose to do. And then there are those who've chosen this particular time to make their exit. So the belief that death is a bad thing, that's our misunderstanding. Death is the end of a temporary job assignment. So now, if you've ever worked temp, you understand how it goes. Let's say you during the Christmas season, you work for the post office, because they always have more packages to deliver and they need more people. And so if they say to you, well, we're going to need you to come and work temp starting December 1st and your assignment ends December 30th, because that's when we're going to get, you know, a large inflow of a lot of the deliveries, a lot of mail. So in order we don't get backed up, we're going to need to hire you to work temporary for those 30 days. So now, if you come into this job and you do your best work, and at the end of 30 days they say, well, thank you, it's been wonderful, we appreciate you, and this is your last day, would it make sense for you to go home and cry, oh, they fired me, I did my best, they fired me anyway? No, because when you started, the job had an ending date already decided, had nothing to do with how well you did. We need you to fill this temporary position until December 30th. That is your last day. That's how it is on earth. You have a starting date and an ending date. So you can do everything right and everything wrong, and still your ending date is what it is. So when that date comes, it's not like you didn't do a good job living, or God didn't like you and is punishing you by having you leave here. No, this was the ending date of your temporary assignment here. It's not random. So you don't have to tag somebody else for what they are choosing to do or not do with their bodies. Your date is when it is. Now, when you know that, then you're at peace. You're not attacking people. You're not angry at people. You're not trying to force them to do something, because you already know that whatever your ending date is, that's when it is, and got nothing to do with what they're doing. So this is an opportunity for us to get to that level of understanding so we can be at peace. Because there are going to be people around us that have intense fear, and that's what's motivating their behavior. And we're not going to even talk them out of it. So one of the things that Anita Mardani is reminding us is that we have an opportunity to choose to be in the presence of people or choose not to be in the presence of people. We have the power to choose to be at peace, regardless of whether we agree or disagree with another person's point of view. And we can choose not to even have a confrontational argument about it. Because wherever people are at this point, this is where they are. And so rather than feel like we must convince someone of something, let's choose to be at peace and benefit from what this season is bringing us, because there are some great benefits. Now, of course, there are those who might be a bit upset as they find themselves having to be more involved with their children's education than they have had to be before. And as you start looking at what your children are learning, and you start maybe even getting a little resentful and maybe feeling helpless, well, but yeah, but they gotta learn this. Well, this is a good time to now empower yourself as a parent. So number four thing to do, evaluate your children's schoolwork. Is what they're learning relevant to their lives? Now, it's okay to learn this. It's okay to ask yourself that, because remember, their lives are important to your life. These are the people that you are preparing for adulthood, for independent adulthood, and even for at some point maybe even needing to assist you if you get to a point of your elder years and you may need their assistance. That's how it works. You take care of them and then they take care of you. That is how that circle of life works. But if what they're learning isn't really going to lead them to become better people, now's the time to really evaluate that. Because some of the things that our schools are saying, well, you got to learn this because it's going to be on the test, and you got to pass the test in order to get to higher education, you know, get into the better schools, and then you got to get into the better schools so that you can get a better job. And if you're believing that, and then maybe right in your midst are people who did everything right in terms of, you know, learning all the right things and passing all the tests and getting in the right schools and getting a good job, and then maybe they got laid off on their job. Well, you know, that's an opportunity for us to learn. Because what you want to be as a human being is self-sufficient. And that means you need life skills. And we talk about this all the time on The Female Solution. You need to know how to take care of yourself, which doesn't mean hoping someone else pays you money. It means you need to have some fundamental survival skills. And many of these survival skills are not taught in school. So if your child is being taught some things to pass a test, but they don't have survival skills, now's the time for you to recognize that and to realize that maybe some of those survival skills that aren't taught in school need to be taught by you. Some real basics. Now, and here I must remember and give honor to our dear brother, Sidney Poitier, my favorite actor, and one of his films that I just loved, To Sir with Love. And if you saw that movie, you know, he was a teacher, the first one, because they did a second one, a remake, you know, later on, and it's supposed to be in these times of the gang fights and all that. But the first one, where he was a school teacher in Rough Park, you know, British school and everything. But he said, I want to teach you all some survival skills. So, because you might have to be out on your own and have to know how to live. So there's a scene, of course, where he's showing them how to make a salad, a basic meal. You know, doesn't cost much. And I love that scene because you know what? When you're living on a low budget or you don't have a lot of money, you need to know how to feed yourself. And so this was a practical lesson in survival. These are the kind of things our children need to know. you only have $100 a week to live on. That's not a whole lot. What is that, maybe $20 a day? You know, that's just talking about the 5 days of the week. But if something happens where your income is so low, how do you live? You know, you can't go to a restaurant and spend $20 every day, and that's all you got. And you still got to figure out how to, you know, light your home and heat your home. And, you know, you need to know how to do some basic things like how to feed yourself, how to grow food from the ground. This might be a good time to teach your children those things. How to replenish soil so that it's organically ready to grow some things that you can eat. How to make some things from scratch. How to make bread out of flour and water and few ingredients. How to do some things with very little. How to sew your clothes that might have a tear in them. Not just throw them out and buy something new. How to repair things. Some practical skills that you can be teaching that have nothing to do with a test, an ACT or an ACT or SAT test is going to get you into a certain college to learn some things and hope somebody hires you. And then if they fire you, you don't have any skills and you don't know how to sew a button on a coat. I'm just saying. So now's a good time to evaluate your children's schoolwork. So the next thing you want to do is take the stress out of education. Remove the thought that grades determine their future. Because that's where all of this drive is going. Oh, you got to learn this. You got to get an A because you got to get the right grades because you got to get in college because if you don't, then you're going to be homeless. No. If you know how to repair your home, you'll never be homeless. If you know how to take some plastic and put it around the windows when it's cold and insulate your house, well, maybe you can lower that gas bill. I mean, little things. I'm just saying. Take the stress out of education. Remove the thought, the incorrect thought, that someone else, somewhere else, controls whether or not you can survive. Take that thought out of your mind. Take it out of the mind of your children. You are learning to enhance who you are as a being, not because someone else decides whether or not you're going to be able to live. No one has power over you. You have power over yourself. So as you take back your power as a parent to determine what life skills they need that will help empower them to take care of themselves, take the stress out of the thought that if they don't make a grade that they have failed. There is no failure. There is no failure. There is no failure. You're going to learn that which you need to know, which will enhance who you are as a being. So now the next thing is number 6. Ask your children what they would like to know more about. And then look it up on the internet. If you're sitting here with your portable computer, your cell phone, or your laptop or desktop, whatever it is they're learning on, you are connected to a worldwide web. And you can choose to explore from the comfort of your own home. Now, it's wonderful when you can go to the museums and all of that, but if you're in a city where they're still struggling with, well, should we let people in? Should we not let them in? Should they have to have a shot? Should they not have to have a shot? Should they wear a mask? If you're in a city where they're still going through that, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Everything can be enjoyed from the comfort of your home while you're enjoying that good meal. And you can let your children explore the world and talk about it and be excited about it, be excited about learning, because they're not learning to try to pass a test. They're learning to expand their minds. That's really what education is for. Not for somebody else's test on some relevant, mostly propaganda information, and have the disinformation. It is what it is. But now that you have the power to determine what your children are going to be learning during the time they have in your home, give them an opportunity to explore that which they desire to know more about and they would enjoy learning about, because there's no stress, there's no pressure, there's no force, and there's no fear of failure. And this is an important thing for you to do, particularly because you have an opportunity now yourself to evaluate your own choices and perhaps how you have been giving away your power to other people to decide how high you can ascend. So as you free the minds of your children, number seven, think about what you would like to do with your time and what you really enjoy. Have you been spending months, years, maybe even decades at a job that you hate just to get the money to pay the bill? When maybe you have some creative ideas that you've never dared to explore because you fear you don't have the ability to be a success? Well, if this pandemic has given you unexpected time to use your creativity, go ahead and explore. Because one of the most powerful things about how we are now communicating, everybody's on the internet, buying and selling and sharing ideas. And if you have a product, you can figure out how to mass produce it or even quickly produce a lot of them in your home and package and ship. Well, I mean, you have all kinds of electronic ways of getting paid, you know, PayPal, Cash App, Zelle, everything. People can send you money. You can send them products. You don't have to leave your home other than maybe get supplies or whatever it is you need to for everything you're doing. Now, people have sold everything on the internet, from food products to beauty products to clothing products, paintings, jewelry, everything. So you have an opportunity to create a business, create an enterprise that pays you, and you don't have to leave your home to see your clients, because this is what is being created as a result of people having to stay home. You can hook up with all kinds of delivery services or even have somebody in your family deliver your products. My daughter has an online business. You know, we delivered products, and then it grew so fast she had to, you know, start using the postal service. It just was too much to try to deliver to people in the city. And then, of course, you got people from, you know, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, all over the country. It's something so simple that you can do. And if you enjoy doing something and you want to share it with people and you want it to pay you, now's the time to do it, because you have time. And you're daring to think. This is what this global condition is doing. It's giving us all time to think. And when you can slow down and think, you can create. And that's the power of this time. We can create new products, new services, new ideas, and we can share them globally. You don't have to be a local business anymore. You can be worldwide. Matter of fact, I'll just throw a little plug for my daughter's business, Fresh Root Thrift, right there on Instagram, Fresh Roots Thrift. Great products. And when she first started out, we thought, okay, we'll maybe do some local deliveries. But then, of course, they end up being all over the city. And then they end up being in other cities. And then we realize, okay, this is something that's the only reason why it's not international is because the shipping cost international is just, you know, wouldn't make it cost effective. Instantly, she had a national business online. So anybody can be in business in these times because money is transacted, products are shipped or delivered, and you're employing a whole group of people by whatever you create, and you can earn money from the comfort of your home, stress-free. This is the time to create. So think about what you would like to do with your time and what you really enjoy, and turn that into a business. Make that the enterprise that pays your bills, and remove the stress, and inspire your children to think and create. So we're going to take another break. And Viata says, great ideas, Naima, as the tyrants continue their evil plan. Power to the people. Love your spirit, Viata. Yes, this is the time to empower the people, because we truly gave away our power believing that other people were in control, and they're not. They're not. And once we realize that, then we can enjoy life, and we can live life to the fullest, and we can encourage others to do likewise by our example. So we'll be right back after this quick break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we will gladly share your thoughts. And, of course, if you would like to join us visually on our Facebook page, just go to Facebook and type in The Female Solution, and we'll share your comments on our Facebook page. And if you are thinking of something you'd like for us to address, feel free to email me at naima.thefemalesolution@gmail.com. It's on your screen if you're watching us on Facebook. And, of course, again, I'll spell out Naima, N-A-I-M-A-H, dot, thefemalesolution, all one word, at gmail.com. And we will be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment, so stay with us.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Hallelujah, greetings in the spirit of Wayo and Yah Shalom. Wayo means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and Shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom. Women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of Yah are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning poet, and ordained minister, females, I want you to say farewell to all things, seen and unseen, that prevent your potential. You bring forth life and give birth to babies. A kid is an animal beast with four legs. A child is a human being person with two legs. Facts can change feelings, but feelings cannot change facts. A mother teaches love. Love is the arm that reaches out and holds people, places, and things together. That's what Wisdom with Mama D is about. Join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Call in 515-605-9325. To share your wisdom and love souls into shape. Remember, mother's farewell. If you don't, your child won't. And if he doesn't, society is abused. Females, you are global transformers with the power to change this world. Use it.
Beyond the borders of our local community. So take the time to talk to your good old friends on Zoom, Skype, or FaceTime that you haven't been making time to talk to because you haven't been thinking about it because you've been so busy rushing through your life. Well, now that you have time, you can truly reconnect and have meaningful conversations, unrushed because you have more time in your home. And this is one of the things that's actually helping us build stronger relationships because we are talking to people more. And a lot of people are, you know, I'm so sick of Zoom meetings. Yeah, well, you know, now that you don't have to go anywhere to meet people, people are scheduling more meetings. But that means people are talking to each other more. So now you can choose to talk to your friends who you might never take time to visit because they live so far away. Now you're being reminded that we are connected everywhere and you don't have to go anywhere. How empowering is that? That college roommate that you have in, I talked to my college roommate recently, so that, it does happen. Hey, Cynthia. But, you know, the great thing about it is that we wouldn't have talked to these people if this hadn't happened. And we hadn't had to reflect on the fact that we're disconnected. So now we can reconnect. So isn't it wonderful that we are being pushed to master the technology that will enable us, will empower us to reach out to people we haven't talked to in years? It's a wonderful thing. Now, many people are saying, okay, doing all this stuff inside, I'm tired of being inside. Well, also, now is the time to realize that nobody's really making you stay in the house. Not really. That's an illusion. Get out and walk in the fresh air. It's not against the law to go outside. Some people are believing it is. And they're actually afraid to breathe air. Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Air is everywhere. Air is everywhere. And the fact that we have breathed in these particles of air already should tell you something. Again, your expiration date is when it is. If it's now, then you can be sitting in your house. Lean back on your easy chair and your heart just stops because this is the date your time is up. Or you could be walking down the street minding your own business and a car somewhere goes out of control, spins out of control and runs up on the sidewalk and, you know, knocks you cold and that's it. If that was your time. You could be in an airplane. You could be in a car. You could be in your bed asleep. You could be doing anything. So when your time is up, that's when it is. So live until it is. And the air isn't going to kill you. Now, if I'm not asking what you believe about shots and no shots, but the fact of the matter is the air is not going to kill you. So if you're afraid of other people breathing out germs, then walk somewhere by yourself. But take a walk. Enjoy the air. Walk in the park with the trees. The trees are giving you fresh air all the time. They don't have COVID. You can believe that. So get out and walk in the fresh air. Breathe deeply because air is what's keeping you alive. Enjoy the air. That's what it's there for. This is critical because you really are going to need to get out of the indoors where you've been breathing that recirculated air and get into some fresh air for your lungs. Honor your lungs by giving your lungs what they need to circulate through your body, to rejuvenate yourself. And walk. Walk. One of the good things about the wintertime is that the air is crisp and clean. And this really is a time to invigorate your body. Take a nice, brisk walk and breathe deeply and notice how good you feel when you come back home. Definitely, it's a life-changing experience. So now the 10th thing we want you to do in taking advantage of this situation is to do something fun with your family each day. Play a game or prepare a new dessert together. Do something fun. Because when we live in that rushed, unnatural condition, everybody getting up every day to rush somewhere, coming back home so exhausted we can't do anything but just collapse in front of the TV or you know, the children all in their cell phone, non-communicative with everybody else, this was an unnatural way of living. So this is why this global pandemic is such a benefit. It's to remove the unnatural way of living that we have allowed to become habitual that was killing us. So now we can reestablish a way of living that brings back life. And we can enjoy life abundantly. We can enjoy our families. We can enjoy our children. We can have fun. We can laugh again. This is critical to our well-being. Our well-being. So what we're resetting is a state of well-being. Laugh with your children. Play those silly board games or other little games. You don't need anything like charades. I mean, things where all you need is your own self and your imagination. Play some of those word games. Play. Even if you're just tossing a foam ball across the room, whatever, a sock, you know, any little thing. You know, play hot potato. Play little silly childhood games that were fun, that don't cost anything. You don't have to have any electronics or batteries. Just yourself and your imagination. Have fun. Have fun in your house. De-stress your house. Play hide and seek in your house. We used to do that all the time. It was fun. It's crazy, but you know what? It was fun. Take the time to regain your humanity because this is what this time really is all about. It doesn't matter what other people may have planned. It doesn't matter what industries were planning to benefit from your fear. It doesn't matter what government agencies were planning to use your fear to control you. It doesn't matter. You have the power to make this time benefit you. You have the power to define what you're going to experience. Take back your power. And choose to experience joy in this time. Choose to define what's happening. Choose to define it as a great global reset where now we're getting back our humanity. We're not being forced to leave our children for hours and hours and hours to have negative experiences and we don't know when they come home why they're angry. Or we're forced to be someplace with people who are nasty acting and mean-spirited and we're always under stress. We're going to lose our means of income. We don't have to live like that anymore. We can take back our power to enjoy our lives by defining what we want to experience and trusting our creative energy to provide for us. That's what this time is about. And those who are aware are telling us this. And they're helping us to realize this so that rather than us succumb to the fear-based teaching and being afraid to live, we can decide to enjoy our time with our family and our loved ones. And we can decide how we're going to spend our time without other people creating artificial pressure. We can choose to enjoy our home. We can choose to redecorate. We can choose to put up the children's drawings and paintings on the walls. We can choose to create our own art pieces. We can choose to make crafts. We can choose to rearrange the furniture. We can choose to do all kinds of fun things. Make a tent in the front room and pretend you're having a camp out. We can choose all kinds of things. We can have fun in our homes. Just use our imagination. We want our children to remember this time as a time of joy and adventure, because they're going to remember it. Now, if we allow others to define it, then our children will be emotionally scarred by fear, believing this as a time of distress, worrying about, are my parents going to die or my friend's going to die? Well, now is the time for us to focus on life and to realize that the exit from life is not a punishment. It's not a bad thing. It's the end of your earthly temp job, your temporary assignment. And it's not a bad thing. It's a planned thing that you chose before you came here. And now is the time for us to teach our children a correct view of the transition from this physical life at a time when fear of death is being pushed upon us. Now is the time for us to learn higher spiritual science that will keep us from living in fear. So do something fun with your family each day, and don't have the thought that you don't have enough time, because all time is now. This is the only time that matters. So what are you going to fill your now moment with? Joy or fear? It's your power to decide. And this is why we share with you the voices of enlightenment that are featured on the On Air Network. And On Air, which stands for Online Network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, has on the On Air Radio TV Guide a great collection of communicators, souls who are aware and are sharing information so that your life can be enhanced with understanding. And you can, in fact, begin to think differently, because you will take back your power to choose what you want to experience. So we urge you to go to onaireverywhere.com. And scroll over to the On Air Radio TV Guide. Now, of course, all of our radio shows on the Female Solution are available on the On Air Radio Network right at onaireverywhere.com. So you can certainly see our team of hosts, and each day our show is uploaded so that you can hear right there on the On Air Network. On Air, Online Network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts. So we certainly do appreciate all of you who are a part of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. Those of you who call in and share your thoughts and your comments. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for sharing your insight. We appreciate you for adding your voice as our hosts share their wisdom. We appreciate you because this is a time for us as a human family to grow. This is not a bad time. This is not a tragedy. This is not something to mourn. Many have said, this is the end of the world as we know it. I mean, yeah, that's a good thing. And we've been told that there was a point that we were going to see the end of things because this is an end of a spiritual season and the beginning of a new spiritual season. So all of these things that we've advocated that you do will prepare you for the new spiritual season when humanity is more in harmony and in tune. Yes, we've got some issues. We've got some conflicts. But we also have some great opportunities to grow in our understanding. And we are connected all around the world. We always were. But now our technology has made that reality visible to us so that we can understand it on a deeper level. We are all connected. And so now that we understand, let us enjoy the connection and enhance the connection. And at the same time, realize that we have the power to create joy even in the midst of fear. Because so many people are worried about that which doesn't really exist, that thing called death. There is no death. There is only life and life more abundant. And we thank you so much for being a part of this day as we choose to share with you tips on how to benefit physically, emotionally, and financially from the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Naima Lateef. Join us tomorrow evening on Soul Purpose Healing with Viata.
We've come to the end of our show today. But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran,
Assalam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.